Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Fatal Flaw of Sin, Already in Progress.
Now, do you ever stop to wonder why a 16-year-old son has terminal cancer at 16? Why? I used to wonder why too, but now I know it's sin. And so anyway, I told the daddy, I went back and I said, wow, the boy's not good at all. I said, so where's your wife? He said, well, she don't come up here when I'm here. I said, now wait a minute. You mean, are you trying to tell me y'all got an unforgiveness toward each other? He said, yes, we do. I said, okay, that's the problem. I said, unforgiveness, if either one of you or both of you have an unforgiveness against each other, Matthew 18, 21 through 35 clearly says that God the Father will send a tormenting spirit to torment you or your children. And I said, that's what's wrong. And it's written in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. So he said, what are you trying to tell me? I said, I'm trying to tell you your son is sick with cancer because you and your wife have an unforgiveness and bitterness toward each other. I said, and the boy will not get well until this sin is taken care of. He said, wow, I never heard of such a thing. I said, sir, it's written in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. It's so clear. I said, get your wife on the phone for me. So he did, and I talked to her, and I said, ma'am, you want this boy to live or die? Well, she said, sir, that's a silly question. I want him to live. I said, well, you need to get down here right now and let me talk to you, because I said, this kid's going to die if you don't make some changes. She said, okay. So she come right on down. Within a half hour, she was at Cook's Medical Center. I told her, I said, let me read this scripture in Matthew 18, 21 through 35 to you, and I want you to realize this is for you and your husband and your children. So anyway, we read it, we went over it, we talked about it, and we're going to talk about it in just a minute. But anyway, whenever she saw that the Lord himself would send a tormenting spirit to torment either her or him or the children, and in this case he had sent the demons to the child, and the child had terminal cancer. I said, there's only one way to get this kid healed, and that's if you two forgive each other and get back in your love walk. So she said, you mean if I forgive my husband for what he did, God will heal my son? I said, guarantee it. I mean, guarantee it. I've seen this happen so many times, I can easily guarantee that. I know God will do what he said. So she said, okay, I forgive my husband. She looked him right in the eye and said, honey, I forgive you. And I said, I want you to ask your wife to forgive you too. I said, it took two to get here, so I want both of y'all to forgive each other, and I want you both to ask God to forgive you, and they did. I said, now then that you both have forgiven each other and hugged each other, I'm going to go over and I'm going to touch your son. When I started over there, the doctor said, you can't touch him. I just give him a chemo treatment. I said, okay. I laid my hands on the cover on the outside. Is that okay? He said, as long as you don't touch him. I said, okay. Healing is real simple. These signs shall follow them that believe. You shall cast out demons, you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's not difficult at all, is it? So I went over there and I laid hands on the cover, and I thanked the Lord for healing this boy, forgiving this mother and dad, and I said, Lord, thank you, it's done. I command these spirits of curse which are in here killing this kid, I command these spirits to leave. I have been given all authority over these spirits. They have to leave. Now, Lord, thank you for healing this boy in Jesus' name. And I told him, I said, you two walk in love and guarantee the boy will get well. She said, do you have a business card? I said, I do. She said, can I have one? I said, yes. So I give it to her. She said, I'm going to call you and tell you how this turns out. I said, okay, no problem. I left there about 2, 3, 4 o'clock that afternoon and went home. The next afternoon, about 4 o'clock, my cell phone rang, and it was his mother. She said, Thurman, I've got to tell you that they just released our son from Cook's Medical Center. The cancer is totally gone out of his body. Does the kingdom and the keys to the kingdom work? Every time. Every time. If people only knew. In fact, I went down just to show you how it works. I went down to Cook's Medical Center when my granddaughter was nearly killed years ago, in Cook's Medical Center in downtown Fort Worth, and there was 8 other children in that hospital that were terminal besides my granddaughter. 8 others, 9 total counting her. I was down there for her. But when I found out there was 8 other children on their deathbed going to die, absolute every doctor would give them a zero chance to recover, I went to each family in each place and talked to them. I said, let's get this sin. Are you a Christian? Some of them was, some of them wasn't. Some of them had to lead to Christ. But I said, if you're not a Christian, I'm going to show you how to become a Christian. Then I'm going to show you how the keys to the kingdom work. And I'm going to pray over your children. And I walked in the next 30 days through Cook's Medical Center. I went to every one of those 8 families and got the families to repent of sin and prayed the prayer of faith. And all 8 kids recovered. What kind of a God do we serve? Is he awesome? Yes, he's a good God. He don't want us to die early. He wants us to live. But he gives us the rules and the instructions of how to make this work. And if you don't take those rules and use them, then guess what? That scripture that Hosea 4:6 says that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So we don't know what causes it. You know, anytime you or your mate get into a little scrap, if you let it persist for any length of time, I guarantee you in a little bit, anywhere from a few minutes to a few hours or maybe a day or two, one of you or both of you is going to experience difficulties that you don't understand where they're coming from. And what they are, they're demons. And it's going to be pain. You know, some people will never think. Gets all upset at your husband. Maybe the husband says something the wife don't like. And the wife will just read him the riot act. You know, I mean, maybe you don't love me, you know, or she's so mad she don't, and then the next day, she don't repent. She doesn't think, she got mad at her husband, but now everything's cooled off. We'll go have dinner together, well, she'll be okay. But she doesn't repent. The next day, her head stopped up, she can't breathe. Any of that ever happened to any of y'all? Happened to all of y'all, huh? Gerald said, I raised my hand. Have all of us done those kind of stupid things? Yes. So anytime we sin, when we sin, what should we do? We should capture ourselves as quick as possible and say, Father, forgive me. I'm going to get back in my love walk with my mate. I'm going to walk in love with her, with him. I'm going to do it. Lord, please forgive me for letting my flesh get in the way. That sin that's within me that Dave talked about a while ago, it's a beast. It will produce all kinds of devastating things in your flesh. And that beast is in every one of us. Every one of us have the flesh. And I mean to tell you that flesh will drive you to places you do not want to go. It will take you out quicker than you want to go, and it'll take you, some cases, even to the pit of hell. But you know, in fact, I had a gentleman the other day come here. He had 3 beautiful little girls dressed in white dresses. They was just beautiful little critters. He walked up and brought them 3 little girls, you know, like this. And he walked and said, sir, this is my first time ever to this church, but I understand from talking to friends of mine that you got a healing ministry out here, and I got 3 sick girls, and I want you to pray for them. I said, okay, sir, no problem. I said, where's your wife? Well, we don't get along very well. She didn't come with me. I said, that's why your girls are sick. I said, how long have your kids been sick? He said, about 3 months. I said, how long have you and your wife been not getting along too well? He said, about 3 months. I said, that tell you anything? Are you trying to tell me that because I got bitter with my wife, my girls, all 3 of them are sick with allergies and asthma and having trouble breathing? I said, yes. I said, now I'm going to tell you what. All you got to do is repent to God right now. Say, God, I'm sorry. Then you go home and tell your wife how sorry you are. You make up with her. I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for your 3 little daughters right here. And then when you get home and you repent to your wife and you're already going to be repented to God. I said, I guarantee your daughters will all be healed once you commit that to your wife. Once you say, honey, I'm sorry. I got out on a tangent. Will you please forgive me? And I said, when your wife says yes, I said, I guarantee them kids will all be healed. This guy had never seen anything like that in his life. You know, he didn't even have to take them to the doctor. Jesus showed up for a house call out here, and all 3 of them little girls were healed as soon as he got home and confessed his sin to his wife. Isn't that amazing? People wonder why we got all these problems we got. Guess what it is? Sin. It's sin. Now let me show you something, another way to get healed. Let me show you how simple this is. Mark 16, 17 and 18. I want you to look at this scripture. Well, first of all, I want to go through this one. I want to go through this unforgiveness. Verse 21, then came Peter to Jesus and said, Lord, how often should my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Seven times? Who in here has ever forgiven somebody for the same stupid thing seven times in one day? Have you ever done that? No. We might forgive them once, maybe twice, but after that you're going to make yourself scarce, right? You're going to go somewhere else. You ain't going to stand around and listen to this nonsense because you know that the next thing you're going to do is you're going to grab them by the shirt collar like this and slap them about twice, and then you know you've lost, stepped out of your love walk, right?
Yes, sir.
And when you step out of your love walk, guess what happened? The enemy comes in. Satan, he comes in and makes himself at home, and he knows how to make your life miserable. He can really make your life miserable. Then he says, let's go to the next verse, 22. See what Jesus said. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee seven times. This has got to be a misprint. It just got to be a misprint. 77 times, 70 times seven, 490 times in one. Yeah, I got to forgive this joker. You know, when I read that, I thought to myself, the first few times I read that, maybe the first dozen or two, I thought, you know, this has either got to be a misprint or this. If it's not a misprint, then there's got to be some kind of consequence tied to this sin that's beyond my wildest dreams. Do you understand? In other words, if I walk up here to a cliff right here, say this red line right here is a cliff, and right there, solid concrete right there, and I look down right there, and 10,000 feet straight down is a burning inferno. 10,000 feet straight down. Are you going to walk up to the edge of that thing every day and look down in there and see how close you get to the edge of that without falling in? No, you're going to want to get way away from that sucker, right? You don't want to get close, because if you get close, what if you were to slip and fall in?
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Fatal Flaw of Sin, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.